Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Don speaking. How can I help you today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. This is, okay, you know what? My name is Guadalupe, but just call me Marty, man. It's a long-ass name that I
Marty.
Yeah. Trust me, I have problems in high school with it. Okay, hold on. Let me see how I can get. Okay. I put an order with you guys back last month, actually. I don't know. Let me see if I can get the order number. Give me a second. Okay?
Oh, take your time.
Okay. Here we go. It's 6765 Diaz and David, 9 Estes and Castle, Diaz and David, then 88.
Okay. And that's your order number?
Yeah, that's the order number that I got on my receipt. The thing is that there's a little bit awkward down here in Nogales with the postal service, and I never got that package. And also, I got the other charge for the second package yesterday.
Really?
So I'm concerned if, something's going on down here, or I don't know, man. Honestly.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get this squared away for you. All right. So, can I start off with your zip code?
85621.
21. Okay.
Yeah.
85621. Okay. You say, okay. Is it GPE? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, that's me, man. Like I said, Guadalupe, I just tried to abbreviate it the most I can. It's you spell it as a 10-letter word name.
Yeah. I'll, okay, so you, it sounds like you're from India.
Yeah.
No.
It's an Hispanic name.
It's been, uh-huh.
Yeah, but I was raised in Phoenix, and it's Guadalupe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an Hispanic, but it's a female's name. So imagine the song from, what's the name of this guy? Not the other guy. Johnny Cash, you know, A Boy Named Sue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go that way.
Oh, okay.
You'll get an idea what's going on with that name.
Yeah, I got you. Because my name is Lyndon, but, you know, in Spanish it means beautiful or something like that. I was like, what? Something like that. But anyway.
Yeah, it's Lyndon. Just take the N out of it. Linda. So, yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, huh? All right.
Hey, tell them, man. I got no issue with it. Go with it, man. Go with the flow.
Yeah, I got you. So, could you verify your shipping address for me, sir?
Okay, it's 282.
Mm-hmm.
It's North, that's an N.
Mm-hmm.
B-U-R-K, Burke Street. And it's all the way down here on the south, man. Nogales, Arizona.
Okay, because I actually attend Grand Canyon Online University.
Wow.
Yeah. So when my last year, I'm gonna, you know, go up there and, you know, actually walk the stage there. It's gonna be 2022.
Dude, yeah. Trust me, if you come to Arizona, you're gonna like it. The only thing you gotta get, acquainted with is with the weather. It's a little bit awkward.
What's,
it's hot. I'm talking hot.
Yeah, because I mean, I used to live in Miami, so trust me, I'm used to it. But Miami got more was surrounded by water, so it's more like a breeze. But I know Arizona and Texas is, boy, it's like dry heat. But let me just explain everything to you here. You made this order on the 16th, and you went past the trial date. So what happened is you get charged with the full thing. So this is what happened. It's just like, you know, you get an Amazon. Thank goodness. Well, I'm a student, so I don't have to pay for Amazon. But, you know, you have an Amazon membership. Next thing you know, I got hit with $90-something. I'm like, hold on. Well, I should have read the terms and conditions. So that's why I didn't do it, and they hit me with that. So it's similar to this. It's just like, hey, I sell you my iPhone. I sell you my iPhone 12, right? And I ship it to you for, $8? And there's a trial period. You're going to try it out. If you don't like the phone, then boom. Hey, just call before the trial day ends. Then you get your, you know, that shipping and handling back. If you don't, then you have to charge it, over $1,000.
Okay,
so that's what happened. So I don't want to lose you as a customer. So how do you like this product? Because it boosts your stamina, and you know you can actually use it for like working out or something like that. You know, give you that. You know.
That's the whole thing. I never got it.
No, for real? Wait, hold on. Actually,
yeah.
Let me. No.
Yeah.
I have the tracking number. Hold on. Let's see where it's at.
Yeah.
Because we can, and I said give it to you too. Hold on, let me paste it in here. I see tracking number. It was delivered October 22nd. You don't got no thieves. No thieves. Nobody. Wait, is it a? Wait, let me see. Is it an apartment? Is
no,
it
it's
a part?
House. It's a,
it's a house.
No, it's a. Yeah, it's a house. Even they got. They're trying to get high tech here. They got the mailboxes all bundled into one big ass square with everything on it. So
I think
on their lock and key.
Yeah, I think somebody probably grabbed it, but I do have the tracking number here. Cause it was delivered October 22nd at 1:01 p.m. Well, Arizona, that's probably like, let me see, 1, 2, 11, 10, probably like 10 a.m. your time. Cause it's what, 3 hours behind?
Yeah.
So it's about 10 o'clock that time and 1 o'clock my time. But I can look at the details. Let me look more in depth into it. Look at the tracking history. Okay. Cause it came from, it was shipped from Denver, Colorado on October 17th at 8:50 a.m. And then, and so on on the 19th, it was still in Denver. Then the 20th, it went to Phoenix, to the facility. And then on the 22nd, it came to your city. And then on the same day, on 22nd, around 1:01 p.m. by my time, but 10 a.m. your time, it was delivered. So somebody been watching your house or something. That's why I sent it to, like, well, for example, you know, like Amazon, go to Amazon Locker or something like that. Because, you know, when you're not at home or something like that, because my neighbors, somebody did took my package. And guess what I did? I knocked on that door.
So,
yeah.
Okay, let me ask you, was it delivered by U.S. Postal Service or FedEx or UPS, something like that?
United States Postal Service, USPS.
U.S. Postal Service, okay. The thing is, with the Postal Service here in town, we got, like I said, we got every mailbox in that area, in our area right now, it's one big section.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you go to, you know, when you go pick up a pizza and you pay on the vending machine?
Right.
That's the same thing. It's a little square. You open it out with your key and take the things out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that maybe the mailman put my stuff in somebody else's mailbox.
Or he put it, or more than likely put it on your door. Because sometimes they do that, especially like packages like this. But if it's small, this type of particular package is small. So they would have put it in your mailbox. So I think somebody, I don't know. He probably, like I said, it probably was a mix up. It's more likely the post office fault, because I do, like I said, I do have the tracking number. Would you like it?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can find a pen or better yet, do you have my phone number? Can you text this to me? So I'll
text
talk
it
to these guys, the post office. Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can get a pen. Hold on, give me a second.
Yeah, I can't use my personal phone though.
Okay, no issues, man. Let me see if I get a pen. Like I said, hopefully my sister didn't take it away.
Yeah, because it.
I have my lunch. Oh, she's weird. Hold on, give me some here. I think it's gonna work.
Take your time. I'm here. 8 hours.
Oh, lucky you, man. Lucky you. My shift starts. Actually, my shift starts from 11 hours to 14. Let me see here. Okay, talk to me, man. What's the number?
Okay, it will be, it is, hold on just a second, 9274?
974?
No, 9274?
Is that it? 9274?
8999? 8999. Hold on, 8999. And 9099?
9099.
5445 9 8 3 1 3 1 8 9 8 9. Yeah, that's a long number.
Sort of like my name, man. Okay, let me repeat it back to you.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go with the first four. It's 9274.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The next four is 89.99.
Mm-hmm.
The third four is 90.99.
Mm-hmm.
Then 54.45.
Mm-hmm.
Then 9831.
Mm-hmm.
Last two is 89.
Yes, sir. Right? Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me talk to the postal service, see what's going on in the meantime, and I wish hopefully the second one comes in.
Right. So you want to keep your trial and everything, right?
Yeah, keep it in. I have no issues with it. Like I said, just concerned because honestly, I'll be true with you. We only have 3 mailmen in this town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they probably made a mistake. But then if they've been with the post office so long, they shouldn't make a mistake.
You know. Yeah, but imagine people that, how can I say it? They've been running the same route. They don't do the new stuff, you know, like scanning packages. I cannot tell the stories I've been with these guys before. That's one of the reasons I was concerned about them.
Right.
Jesus. Okay, let me go with the postal service, and something happens. I'll keep you guys updated. My address, yeah, it's fine. It's 282 North Burke Street, Nogales, Arizona, 85621. Well, I'm going to update the phone number. Can you do it?
You're going to do what now?
Update the phone number. I mean, the phone that I put in there is not working anymore.
Oh, you have a new phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, let me you want me to put it on your account?
Yeah, if you can do that. Okay,
I have it here. Okay, what's that number?
It's 860.
Wait, 860?
Yeah, I mean 520-860.
Hold on, wait. 520-860.
Uh-huh.
0524. Okay, I updated it for you. Now, it does the cell phone or just regular phone?
No, that's my cell phone. That's basically my job, my cell phone, everything in there.
Not a problem.
Your name in there. Yeah.
All right. I just updated that for you. Okay.
Okay, Lindo, let me get in touch with my postal service guy here and see what the hell's going on with these guys.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a good one. Okay. Happy holidays.
You too. Take care, bud.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.